game log earlier today, and like everyone knows, everyone who follows sports overall knows you and what sort of what you're capable of, especially in the fourth quarter after the bubble and after the playoffs this year. But you were doing that from kind of like the jump down there, and I don't think a lot of people were necessarily paying attention, because it was like you'd go like three games where you'd score like 2 points, and then you would have a game where you'd score 25 and you'd hit like three threes in the fourth quarter or something like that. When do you think the Heat were like, okay, we actually can trust him in the fourth quarter?
I would say about halfway through the bubble, when we were playing those regular season games in the bubble. Because I think Jimmy and Goran actually went down or took some time off to get ready for the playoffs. So I ended up starting those for like two or three games. And I think I had like played the Suns and I had like 25, 10, and 8. And then we played OKC the next game and I had like 31. And then from there on out, they kind of just trusted me, I guess.
Do you, we've talked about this a little bit with Duncan, and I've experienced this in my own life. But in the fourth quarter of games, did you feel like because you're white with short arms, teams would target you defensively?
Yeah. I mean, me and Duncan know at this point, like going into the game, they're coming at us no matter what. If we could be playing the best defense in the world, they're still going to come at us.
I feel like at times it's like I've gotten fucking 5 out of 6 stops, and I know they're gonna manipulate a ball screen, so I gotta guard their best player.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Oh man,
it is what it is.
Yeah, that's hilarious. All right.
Hello. Good afternoon. Sorry, I just wanted to. The freaking phone wanted to update. So I just had to make sure that the pod was still recording. You're listening to Tyler Hero just going over when he felt the Heat started to trust him. You know, in the fourth quarter as a young player. And it's kind of funny to me. I just realized it while I was listening to that. I just realized that J.J. Redick, you know, Michael Duncan, Tyler Hero, all these little players. Why did I say that? They're not little, but all these, you know, white shooting guards. They just, they remind me of, they just all have the same prototype, right? They all, you know, they're, you know, and J.J. Redick said it, you know, he's a white guy with short arms, you know, and you have these, black players with, you know, these long ass arms, you know, like, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah, you know, I bet you that. You know, you got Rudy Gobert. You got these players with massive arm lengths. You know, Rondo. You know, Rondo has the arm lengths of a center. You know, or a power forward, but he plays the point guard position. He's only like 6'2" or 6'4". I don't even know what his how tall he is, but I know he's not that tall. But he plays a lot taller than he looks because of his arm length. And that was just like a funny tidbit I was thinking about. But yeah, it's, you know, they all kind of, so it's kind of funny how Redick went, you know, did podcasts with both of those guys, because he kind of does remind me of him. And I was trying to think of another player that reminds me of J.J. Redick. I know there's a really popular one, you know Kyle Korver, he's obviously one. Steve Carell, I'm trying to remember there was another one. But you know, those guys are a little bit taller. They're actually like 6'7", 6'8", you know, they're pretty tall. J.J. Redick, you know, he's like what, 6'3", 6'4". So yeah, I don't know. I might be over extending myself here. because I, you know, they're probably definitely really good. They're probably bigger. You know, I haven't looked into that. I used to be one of those guys who knew everything about every player on every team, just because I lived and, you know, ball was life at that point. You know, I could tell you every starter on every team. You know, I'd watch every game, or you know, go in early before school and Google the, because at that point there was no cell phones, right? And I would go in school and Google and do all the searches for all the games the previous day, just a stat nerd, right? And then, you know, as I got older, did the final, you know, fantasy basketball thing. And obviously, I've always been a fan of NBA Live and NBA 2K, just not this year, apparently. Unless I get a huge bonus, I'm not expecting. But yeah, I'm just going to lunch now, by the way. I am working. And I did do one of these yesterday. I was kind of happy I got back into it. It's easy to fall out of a routine when you stop doing it. And podcasts, you know, it's an easier, it's one of the easier and creative endeavors that one can do. And, you know, it's probably my most expensive, and well, after video editing, because, you know, there is an expense for the editing software. I didn't want to have pirated software, and I couldn't figure out a way to buy older versions of the Adobe Premiere that I used to edit videos that wasn't on a subscription. So, and at this point I'm broke, so, you know, either switch my video editing software or, you know, keep paying for Adobe. And I love Adobe. I wish it wasn't so expensive. I wish I could learn After Effects, or at least pay for it so I can start learning it. But it is what it is for now. I need to get some food and some essentials. I guess I don't have to do it right here, so I'll keep going and probably finish off this podcast. But yeah, yesterday I was just talking about just the potential of doing YouTube videos, and, you know, it just hit me. I'd go to the Utah Jazz subreddit, and I actually went in there and I asked for video ideas. And, you know, every idea I've gotten so far, I've already actually had conceptualization of it. And, you know, it's just, there's so many ideas, there's just so little time. But eventually I'll get to everyone. You know, I just know I gotta start somewhere. But I've just really been motivated just because of the amount of views I've gotten at this cycle, you know, because YouTube does intervals when they measure their analytics. And to be quite honest with you, just the last couple of months, it hasn't really been good. As, even though I've been pushing out a lot of content, you know, it's just not something, either the video's not funny, or it's just not something that's being searched for, or hasn't been found yet. Maybe if YouTube sees that people will view it more, if they give it a chance, then they'll start pushing it out to more users. But, you know, as long as people are going in and not finishing, it's not going to be suggested. But luckily, these videos I've been doing, I've had fun doing them, and they do seem to be getting more traction than my usual content. So I guess that's what YouTubers do. You know, they just kind of poke at things until they find something. But, you know, I don't want to get stuck in a niche where, you know, that's the only thing I'm doing, you know. So I gotta be careful as to how I approach it. But I guess I could just go over some of the suggestions that were given to me in the subreddit that I already had at some point. But at least it gives me some directive as to which ideas to pursue first. So one of the first ones was you know, the Lakers and Jazz rivalry. And, you know, I'm just thinking about these as I'm, you know, trying to get my food here. So I may forget a couple, but the first one, like I said, Lakers-Jazz rivalry, just that whole, how it started, all the ins and outs about it. Wait, this is kind of funny, because this was the first suggestion, and it was actually Ulster Tag, just more Ulster Tag content. And, you know, I did have an idea of a couple, you know, Ulster Tag videos, but that kind of spurted another idea. So I think it's going to be one of the next big videos I work on. So I'm not going to spoil it on here. You know, I guess it will be an Easter egg if people actually listen to this and then go back and check. But yeah, so I'm going to work on one big Ulster Tag video and then kind of just do a series of with him as a centerpiece. And so that was one of the very first suggestions. It was kind of, just kind of funny, you know, more Greg Ulster Tag. And, you know, I've been a long time Reddit user, and I guess let's just leave it at that. Because I don't want to give out more than I want, and that's where I was going, but my lips are dry. All right, another suggestion. So Greg Ulster Tag, the rivalry between the Jazz and the Lakers, which obviously goes way back into the 90s and maybe even before then, 2000s, you know, as long as I can remember, they've been rivals. So just kind of go over all of that history from what I can remember. And then what was the other idea? So there was Jerry Sloan and Darren Williams fiasco, just the whole drama surrounding that. That was one of the requests that came in. That's, you know, it's another great suggestion. The other one was the Derek Fisher drama. So I haven't seen anything made for this. I've seen a lot of videos that kind of go over how he is a scumbag for what he did with, like, Matt Barnes and just lying to organizations to get his way, you know, and not just the Jazz, but so I've seen videos and been read up on that drama, but nothing from the Jazz perspective. So that was another good suggestion. And I'm trying to think, I think there was one more, and that might have been it though. Yeah, not a lot of support from my locals. You know, that's the crappy part. The most demotivating part as a newer YouTuber is that no one gives you a chance. You know, there's been a lot of times where people just comment, talking crap, shutting me down, without even viewing the content in question. You know, I don't know. That, you know, they just downvote my posts, even though it's not irrelevant. You know, it's, you don't follow etiquette, you just follow your personal biases. And I don't know, it's just a little demotivating. But I do have my own I don't know, I'm just gonna keep going at it. I don't know where I was going at it with that. I just got a call and lost my train of thought, but you know, I'm almost here at In and Out. That's why I decided to go, because it was a little farther out, and I was just sick and tired of everything else around me. And, you know, In and Out's one of those places that you can always be consider okay, you know, you're not gonna be disappointed. But anyways, and yeah, my voice is still a little bit raspy today. Not really feeling talking too much, but I'm definitely feeling better than I was yesterday. So I have some appointments set up, so I have a lot of stuff done, scheduled this week that I need to get done in my personal life, and that's going to allow me to put more time into my creative efforts, and it's going to alleviate a lot of my personal stress. So hopefully that all works out for me. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just recapping my life or where I'm at as far as my YouTubing is concerned, and giving you guys an update from yesterday's podcast where I went over what I was planning on doing with my channel. So now I have a few more, I have a long list of ideas. You know, it's just kind of deciding what to do first and, you know, finding the motivation to do it, because, you know, I found that things are more, come out better when they're more passion driven, you know. And I'll give you one example from I made a John Wall video that was more passion driven, where I was trying to persuade the audience, whereas my last video, Blake Griffin trade, which is actually suggested from my audience. And it was the first video where I actually, you know, or probably one of my first videos, because I've done a bunch, but where I actually got a suggestion from a viewer and then made that. And that wasn't very as well received as I expected. And then actually, to me, it was one of the trades that made more sense. So that was a little surprising. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm here. So yeah, if you haven't watched my YouTube channel, just check it out, Opochtli, OPOCHTLI. And make sure you like and subscribe if you want. It really does help with the subscriptions, the algorithm, everything. It really helps with everything. And I really do appreciate it. And hopefully someday it's something I can indulge my full time into and build a successful business out of. So I do appreciate you early listeners that have stuck it through so far. I'm going to go ahead and do my order here. Well, I'll be back, I guess, in a second to end this off. Oh, man. I've been very disappointed with In-N-Out lately. I don't know if it's just this afternoon shift, but they've been just, you know, last time they were literally just talking over my order. Like, there was one, like, talking, one of the employees talking, and then the other one was taking my order, so I couldn't hear the one I was supposed to talk to and take my order, because the other one was had her mic on, you know, it was just overlapping, and it was just, I couldn't tell if they were trolling me or just being really dumb or stupid. And then, you know, so it was a weird order, you know, and they ended up just giving me it to eat in the car, which I never do. So they're just kind of annoying because, yeah, I don't know. I just like a sack when I'm on my way home to eat my food. You know, I'm not going to eat on my way. I feel it's going to spill everywhere, and it tempts me to just eat it while I'm driving, you know. So it was just kind of annoying, not really a big hassle, but just a first world problem. And I'm just here in the drive-through. But yeah, again, I just want to like thank you everyone who's tuned in, and if you have any suggestions, definitely let me know. Comment on Podbean, Spotify, wherever, you know, I'll try to get back to you for sure. If I see your comment, and you know, I'm just really motivated, you know. It's really been a different aspect of life. And, you know, I'm still here waiting. Let me think of something to talk about. Just to hit off the 20 minute marker here. I don't know, why am I feeling sick? I hung out with my friends for the first time in a long time, and I was around people for the first time in a long time. But hopefully I didn't catch anything, you know, goofy or spooky like Corona, but I don't think so. I just have a lot of congestion, runny nose, and as I'm saying that, just like constipation maybe. So yeah, weird symptoms for sure, but I'm sure you guys don't want to hear about that shit. But thank you for tuning in. If you're still listening, you are the best. Have a wonderful day. Toodaloo.